This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, it is Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show. It is a great day. We have got an unbelievable show for you today. We have got Noah St. John, and we've also got the one and only David Rutz, a dear friend of mine. Not saying Noah St. John isn't. I've known Noah for a short amount of time. I've known David Rutz for many, many years. You're going to enjoy today's show. Next week, we've got Holton Bugs. You'll love him. We've got Luis Ariaza. He's also a rock star in his own right, so that's going to be a great show, too. So get ready to go. This is going to be insanely great. You're going to love it. It's going to be fun. And now we go over to Noah St. John. This guy is amazing. I mean, he has raised the sales of companies that he's represented over $2 billion. Which is preposterous. I can't even imagine how he's able to even quantify that, but he's an honest man with a beautiful wife and a great smile, and this guy is all about affirmations. He's just written a new book. You're going to love him. Noah St. John, how are you, my friend?
So great to be back here, Tom, and always a delight to visit with you.
Well, you are a beast, man. So tell me what's going on. You got another new book out. You got everybody. You're changing the world. You're doing free coaching to get people loaded up on what you do all over the world. And you're pretty much cooking with gas, huh?
Well, you know, Tom, it really is an honor. I've been privileged and blessed to be able to help people and make a difference, make an impact for people all around the world over the last 20 years. I started my company, SuccessClinic.com, in my college dorm room in 1997 with $800 to my name and a book on how to do HTML. So it's been quite a journey. And this is, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I got all choked up. You're going to have to talk here for a second.
Okay, I'll tell a joke. I don't know any jokes, but look at that. Now, you guys think that's vodka. So he told me he was going to get all liquored up because he was nervous. I didn't believe
him.
And now there's the coffee. So now he's swigging a little.
And this is water. Give me a break. It's all water. All right. Anyway, this is the new book, Tom. I think I sent you one of these. You
get the one I got. It's a tremendous book.
Thank you. It's called Power Habits, The New Science for Making Success Automatic. So this is the main reason, Tom, that I've been able to help people to add multiple six and seven and, yes, even eight figures to their business. So, yeah, collectively, my clients over the last 20 years have added over $2.2 billion. That's just what I know about. It's probably four or five times more than that. But, hey, you know what? My job isn't to hype it up. My job is to just tell it like it is and give people tools for transformation.
Okay, so everybody's got that breakthrough in them. You came from a place, obviously, you grew up poor in a rich neighborhood. I kind of like that line. Because that's a lot of people I know. And I was just coaching a couple of days ago a guy from Detroit in the same boat. You know, he came from a very, very Grosse Pointe neighborhood. And he felt like he was the loneliest, most unsuccessful person there. He grew up poor in a rich neighborhood because it's all between your ears. It's not that exterior circumstance that defines us, right?
Well, you know, I talk about inner game and outer game. In any human endeavor, there are two components that we have to learn and we have to master. We, you know, at my company, at SuccessClinic.com, we just call it inner game and outer game. So inner game is everything that happens between your ears that you can't see directly, but it affects everything that you do. So, like, you know, when I do keynote speeches, when I'm speaking for network marketing companies or real estate events or entrepreneurial events, I'll often say to my audiences, what's one area of your life where your habits don't affect you? And they go, and I go, exactly, right? There's no place your habits don't affect you, right?
Yeah.
Think about your health, your weight, your relationships, your family life, your social life, your business, your money, your finances. There's no place where your habits or, again, your inner game doesn't affect you.
Your children are good. Your money is good. Your health's good. Your mental health is good. The whole shot. You feel like you're there.
Well, I mean, look, Tom, I mean, life happens and, you know, there's always things that happen and, you know, it can go up and down. And of course, things happen that you don't expect. And it's, you know what, that's why I love sports. I talk about sports a lot because sports are a microcosm of life. So when you're going after your goals, there's not necessarily, so like I'm a big football fan. I love the New England Patriots. I grew up in New England. You mentioned, you know, Kenny Bunkport, Maine. That's where I grew up. So there was nothing else to do but watch sports back then. So we watched the Boston Red Sox and the New England Patriots, and both teams sucked. They were awful. But, of course, now they're, you know, the two best teams of the decade in their respective sports of the century, actually, so far. But anyway, my point is that, you know, when you're looking at your goals, sometimes what I look at is, you know, what is the defense throwing at you? There's probably not a 300-pound linebacker trying to rip your head off, you know, in your business, but there are certain things that are going to happen that maybe you can't anticipate. So what I like to, you know, I use that analogy of, you know, you look at what the defense is giving you, and then you still have to make adjustments throughout the game. So, you know, I'm not perfect. I don't think anybody's perfect, but, you know, we're always trying to get better. We're always trying to help more people, make a bigger impact, transform more lives. And, you know, what's nice is to have that framework. That's what the Power Habits system is all about, you know, that I talk about in the new book, is really about understanding what habits really are, why so many people are holding themselves back from the success they're capable of, and then having that framework so you can allow yourself to succeed to your full capacity.
How many books have you written?
This is number 15, actually. This one right here, number 15. So, you know, it all started with this one back here, Permission to Succeed, from the Chicken Soup people. Then we had the HarperCollins books, The Code of Success. Then the Affirmations from Hay House that you mentioned. So, we also have Get Rid of Your Head Trash About Money. I think you and I talked about that one a while back. So,
now,
yes,
wait,
number 15.
Now, you asked me where my bookcase was. Remember when you asked me where my bookcase was?
Yes.
And the last time you were on the show, we were talking about Get Rid of the Head Trash. And what you said to me are, where are my other 14 books?
Hey, man.
Yeah. So everybody, every author, whether it's Eric Worre or Richard Brook or John Fogg or Rob Sperry or Ray Higdon or Fraser Brooks, every one of those guys, if I didn't have the right book behind me, they were raising hell with me. So finally, I just said, we've got to move it downstairs where it is the desert wasteland, just me on the screen, where we can just talk about your book without having everybody dozing off looking over my shoulder. So that's why I did that. So you just proved up my point. But going to your new book, I want to talk about that because I happen to believe you're right on the money. I was trying to get that book away from Adrian today, and I wasn't able to do it because it has changed his life too. Wow. And the reason I say that is because when you're starting a startup, you've got to be moving at 1,000 miles an hour, and literally everybody's trying to distract you in one way or another. And what your book did was give him the focus to stay completely in the lane of his priorities. Would you agree with that?
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear that. That's one of the things that we help people with. You know, one of the things I talk about all the time, Tom, is that, you know, we live in a world of infinite distractions. At our fingertips, we have what I call the IDD. That's the infinite distraction device. That's at our fingertips 100% of the time. Did you know that 90% of Americans, Tom, sleep with their phones within arm reach? And I'm like, I get why people do that, but that is insane.
Do you do that?
I never sleep with the phone in the bedroom. Never.
Do you do that?
Never. I don't. The phone is not in the bedroom. I won't have it because I don't want to be distracted. I mean, do you realize that most people, when they wake up, one of the first things they do is they check their social media feed? And do you know that numerous scientific studies, this is just one simple example, but numerous scientific studies show that the more time you spend consuming social media, the more depressed you get. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't use social media. I didn't say that. What I'm saying is there's two ways to use social media, this tool, right? And that is you can use it as an entrepreneur and you can use it as a consumer. Right now, the companies, you know, the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, et cetera, they want you to use it as a consumer, right? Because they want to sell you more stuff. They want to show you more ads so that they make more money. Hey, that's nothing wrong with that. They're not bad people. They're, you know, this is America. It's a capitalist society. We want to make money. The point is, if you have in your head that you're going to just get distracted and it's going to take you away from making the money or having the impact that you want, you're not using it properly. So, you know, our good friend Ray Higdon and Jess Higdon, you know, they talk about how to use social media as an entrepreneur, not as a consumer. You know, but of course, you're going to be reaching consumers. That's just one simple example of power habits and how really they can be affecting you without even your conscious awareness.
I like that. I like that a lot. I think you're right. Do you believe in God?
Yes.
Okay, good. So do I. And so here's the deal. I happen to believe if I think of somebody, I'm supposed to call them. So I have my phone right next to my bed.
Right.
Because if I think about somebody, I just wake up and I hit send. And if they answer the phone, they were supposed to answer. And if they don't answer the phone, they weren't. And I think that's probably a pretty good thing that I'm doing. But in your world, that would be pretty bad because you'd miss my call at 3 in the morning a lot.
Well, listen, see, you're proving my point, Tom, because you're using this as a, you're using this tool, again, the infinite distraction device. You're not being distracted. You're actually using it as, again, I'm using the words, using it as an entrepreneur, right? Or, you know, in your world, you use it for those connections that you're so great at building, which of course does help you build your business and make that impact that we all want. So I would argue you're doing it right. And just because I'm not answering the phone doesn't mean that I'm still not thinking of you too.
Okay. And you call that an IUD?
No. IDD. I knew you were going to do that. I was ready for that.
All right. I'm just trying to figure it out.
I was ready.
Okay. It was a pretty funny joke.
I knew you were going
to
do it.
I had to tee it up. So, okay. So the normal listener out here has never heard of you, unfortunately. I met you at Higdon's. I fell in love with you. I've had you on the show a couple of times because I believe you provide value. So the person out there listening right now that is listening for the first time, trying to break through, what are you going to tell them to do right now, Noah?
The first thing that I'm going to tell you to do is write down what your, there are two kinds of habits that and again, this is what's helped people make millions and millions and millions of dollars. First step right now is write down the habits that you're doing that are unproductive. Now, at my company and, you know, in my, $25,000 coaching clients, we don't use the term good habits and bad habits. What we say is productive versus unproductive. Because we think if you start saying, oh, that's a good habit, that's a bad habit, that's like a label that doesn't really help you, right? It doesn't really empower you to make those changes that you want to make. So we just would rather say productive versus unproductive. Now, a productive habit is, of course, a habit that's pushing you or driving you towards your desired end result. I call that your pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, right? So a productive habit is moving you towards your goal. An unproductive habit, of course, is either pulling you away from that goal or just maybe keeping you stuck, right? So right now, everybody watching this program can right now write down what is an unproductive habit that I'm doing. So a classic example that I like to use at my live events or when I'm doing keynote speeches for companies is I say, how many people feel that procrastination is a problem, right? And of course, 80% of the people raise their hands and the other 20% are waiting until later to raise their hands, right? A little procrastination.
Okay, so we're talking about procrastination. Yes. We have to procrastinate a tiny bit. Take a real break here right now. Thanks, GCN, Genesis Communication Network, and Ted Anderson for putting us on the air all over the world. We'll be back right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. If you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And we're back. This is the Tom Chenault Show. We have been procrastinating for a couple of minutes with the, I let you listen to all those beautiful commercials from Genesis Communication Network. Thank you again, Ted Anderson. We have got my good friend, Noah St. John. He wrote a new book called Power Habits. You have got to have this book. It is crazy, crazy good. Noah, what website? You wanted to go to noahstjohn.com?
That's our main website, but to get this book and to get over $299 in bonus gifts, go to powerhabitsbook.com. Very easy to remember. Powerhabitsbook.com. And when you go to that site, you just place your order on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or iBooks, wherever you like to buy your books, and then go back to powerhabitsbook.com, enter your order information, and I will send you a digital gift pack worth over $299. And if you get 10 or more copies, for those of you who want to share this book with your team, and everybody should share this with your team, because think about this. Who on your team, you probably have some human beings. Probably. And human beings tend to have head trash. Yes. So the point is, everybody on your team needs to get this book. So when you get 10 or more copies and you share it with your friends, your families, your team members, I will also give you a $1,000 coaching session with me for free. And you'll also get a free Zoom training with me where I will walk your team through the Power Habits system. That's a $2,500 value. So all that's there at powerhabitsbook.com.
Okay. So we're going to go buy 10 books. So we're actually going to do that on this show because I happen to believe that Noah is, if he's good enough for Ray Higdon, he's got to be good enough for us. That's what I'm just going to tell you. Plus, you've been all kinds of places. Didn't you go to the ANMP too?
Absolutely. I've spoken there the last 2 years and been very
honored. I knew you were somewhere. I just couldn't remember where it was. So I go to a lot of events. This is exciting. Okay, so everybody understand that Noah St. John's the real deal, that you can listen to him, you can learn from him. He was talking about procrastination a minute ago, 80% and then 20%. We're going to wait. Go ahead and go from there.
Okay, so that's a classic example of an unproductive habit. I don't think anybody would argue that procrastination is a productive habit that helps me get to my goals. If so, then I think we've got a little bit of a problem there with your understanding of what your goals are. But anyway, so again, we all agree that procrastination is not a good habit, so why are we all doing it, right? The very simple answer is because it happens in the brain. Now, we're talking about neuroscience, Tom. So what that means is that neuroscientists have discovered that a habit is four basic elements. What actually is, so that's what I, and I get into this in great depth in the book. But the point is that the habit is four basic elements. the trigger or cue, the routine, cue, routine, craving, and belief. Right, that's it. Good God, it's the reward. Oh, I got so confused there. Sorry. I've done a lot of interviews today. The cue is what happens in your life. So let me give you an example for procrastination. So you think about doing that thing that you know would grow your business. Oh, you know what? I should make that phone call. You know, I should write that article. I should do that blog post. I should, you know, have that meeting. I should schedule with that person, whatever it is. You think about doing that thing, right? That's the trigger. The second thing that happens is the routine, right? That's what you do when you have that trigger. And guess what most of us do? We go to do something else, right? I think about doing that thing, and then I go do something else. I think I'll go watch cat videos on YouTube. I think I'll scroll through my social media for an hour. I think I'll watch Netflix. I think I'll do something else, right? And now, why would we do this? It sounds insane, right? It's because of that third element, which is the cue, the routine, and the reward, right? The reward actually happens in the brain. Now, your brain's job, and this may sound crazy, but your brain's job is to keep you not dead. That's your brain's main job. I'm talking like the lizard brain, the, you know, that little piece of us that's thousands and thousands of years old. We call it the lizard brain or the croc brain or the ancient brain, whatever you want to call it. The point is of the brain is to make sure you're not dead. Don't die today. Well, what's a great way to not die? Don't do anything you're scared of, right? So when you think of doing that thing, like making that phone call, right? Oh, why don't I call that prospect? Because, you know, maybe I want to talk to her, or I met him at a networking event or whatever it might be, right? And you, what's the instant thing that happens is fear, right? I feel fear. Oh, what if they reject me? What if they don't like me? What if they, you know, call me names? What if, whatever it might be. So that's fear, see? So you have the fear, and your brain doesn't want to do that thing that you're afraid of, because your brain's job is to keep you not dead,
yeah.
Right? So the reward of doing something else is you get to feel safe, right? You get to not die. And so your brain, that part of the brain, right, that ancient brain, doesn't care if you're broke, right? It doesn't care if you're not making any money. It doesn't care if your business isn't growing. It's like, hey, man, we didn't die today, so I did my job, right? But then here's the problem that happens. The real, real issue, and this is a hidden thing that people don't realize, Tom, is that then you have the belief. That's the fourth element of a habit. The belief that basically says, I can't do it because I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. Who would ever listen to me? They'll never take my phone call. I can't grow my business. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever the negative belief is, or what I call your head trash. And so that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And that's why so many millions and millions of people who've taken all these other classes, they spend all this money on all this other training, and yet they're still stuck. So once you learn this power habit system, you can get unstuck. And that's one of the main reasons we help people grow so quickly and have that transformation.
All right, we got to go, believe it or not. You have just talked for a half an hour straight and killed it completely. We love you so much. You need to go drink a little more vodka. And I am going to tell you, I love your wife. I love you. We're going to bring you back on again. We can't live without you, so please write book number 16 as quick as you can. Noah St. John, thanks a million for coming on. We'll see you later, baby. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Bye. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A judge ordered the Justice Department to give the House secret grand jury testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, handing a victory to Democrats who want it for the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell ordered the department to turn over the materials by October 30th. A Justice Department spokeswoman said it's reviewing the decision. The material covered by Howell's order includes retracted grand jury material mentioned in the Mueller report, which is the only piece of the document that the Democrats have yet to see. General Motors workers voted 57% in favor of a new contract with the company, bringing an immediate end to a contentious 40-day strike that paralyzed GM's U.S. factories. The union will now turn its attention to bargaining with crosstown rival Ford Motor Company. Welcome to your weekend, and thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And we're back. It is the Tom Chenault Show, and it is a great first half. I hope you love the Noah St. John. He is just such a character, and he's never any different. I love the guy because he's always lifting me up, and I'm already pretty tightly wound. To lift me up takes some effort, but he does it. And I introduced on Facebook earlier this morning about David Rutz. Here is a guy who is, how tall are you, David? 6'7", 6'8"?
6'6".
6'6".
Yes.
His heart, he's a big guy, but he is all heart. And I don't know that I know many people on this planet who are as good a man in all areas of his life as David Rutz. And I have such profound respect for him. And I have watched this guy get rode hard and put away wet and not only come back, but you never even realize he was down. He has stayed on top of his game, leading against all odds since the day I met him. And he has overcome some unbelievable circumstance to do that, and he just gets better. And I said this morning, he was one of the best network marketers I know in my life, and I know the best. And for me to say that says a lot, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart, except my heart's over here. And Dave, sorry about that. Never can really quite remember where that is. But I tell you one thing right now, David, I love you with all of my heart, and thanks for coming on the show. Well, it's an honor, Tom, and thanks. It means a lot hearing you say that. You know how much respect I have for you and how you are in this industry and who you are for people in and outside of this industry. I know the heart you have and what you do. So to hear you say that, it means a lot, and I'm certainly honored to hear those words come out of your mouth. And, of course, you know how I feel about you and all the respect I have. So it's an honor to be here today.
You are a peer to me. I mean, you're a guy. You might even be a mentor to me. And you've given me advice over the last couple of years especially where I was drowning a little bit, and you pulled me out of the water. And I want to thank you for that. And I want to ask you how long you've been. I mean, you were with ACN. Was that your first rodeo?
Actually, I was with a company called NSA before that, and Bill Gould.
I'll be darned.
Ethanox team. Yeah. And then we left that. Actually, Tony Kupis, who started ACN, and I were childhood friends, and he's the one who introduced me to NSA. So when he left to start ACN, I was a part of that team, the field team that started the ACN movement in 1992. So that's what got me into the industry. I love the industry, of course, and ended up becoming an owner of my own company in 97. And I have been since.
And you went to Michigan State. No, Michigan, I got your contact map. That was a joke. So, and you got a... did you get a master's degree there?
A bachelor's degree. BBA, Bachelor's of Business Administration.
Okay, so then you went out into the corporate America world. You realized that network marketing was the ticket. And you have devoted your life to that. You've owned companies. You've made millions of dollars. And you've changed millions of lives. And now you're kind of in a position where you're more excited about network marketing than you've ever been. But there is transformation in the profession going on that needs looked at. Otherwise, we miss the wave is what your premise is, right?
Absolutely. I love the industry. I think the industry has been very good for me. It's been good for millions of people. But unfortunately, many people, human nature, you know, doesn't allow everyone to win. And everyone who buys a Planet Fitness membership doesn't get in shape. It's not the membership. It's the work ethic, and it's the plan, and it's the mentorship, and it's the training. But I believe there's things in the industry that are fabulous, and I think there's some evolution that needs to happen, and I think it's happening. And fortunately, the direct-to-consumer sales that's going on with Amazon and some of these others are going to force network marketing companies to get the best at their game. You know, we're going to have to get better at coming out with innovative products, at pricing that people can market to customers. And we've got our work cut out for us. And I think the industry will stand up, and the leaders of the industry will stand up, and the people with integrity in the industry will stand up, and we'll answer the call. And there's thousands of people doing it.
You were on the forefront of a product called Z-Radical. That's where I met you, which was a nutritional product, but you pretty much shifted. And then you kind of got into online shopping malls kind of. And now you've literally shifted a lot of your thought process over to the services business, where you're actually not even touching a product anymore. You're helping with business loans and credit card processing and credit and travel and things like that. What's that all about?
Well, I believe what my passion is, when I got in this industry, someone helped me get out of General Motors. I worked my butt off part-time, right, to get my residual income where I could quit General Motors. And I was always grateful for that individual mentoring me. But I also saw thousands come through the same system who didn't make it. And it's been frustrating me to the point where I would start a company and modify some things that I thought were the answer. And less people would lose money, but still not a higher percentage would make money. And I was always trying to fine-tune. And I decided I wanted to start a company, a service-based company, where one could make a full-time income without having to build a team. Yet I love network marketing, so I wanted them to be able to build a team. So we got into the service space in 2015, business-to-business services, where one could go out and market the services, business capital, credit card processing, things like telecom services, healthcare, all non-licensed required services, where they could make a full-time income whether they recruited an agent or not. Yet I wanted them, because I love the network marketing industry and the coaches that it attracts, the teachers that it attracts, the leadership system and development that exists, I wanted to be able to add that component to a component where you can make full-time money whether you built a team or not. So we've got kind of that perfect hybrid where we've got agents who don't build a team and do very well. And we've got others who are doing very well getting clients, but they're also great coaches, great encouragers, great leaders building teams. And I believe that's the proper mix.
And I appreciate that, because there are so many people that can't do what I do. I am a team builder. I'm a recruiter of people. I'm a terrible salesman. I could not. I am terrible. I'm a terrible salesman. People don't believe that about me. But I haven't got that. I don't even know why it is. But it's always, well, it hasn't been that way. It's just recently that way that I feel like that. But at the end of the day, I like the fact that if they're, and then I sit across the table from people that can sell like crazy, but they couldn't motivate anybody else to do it if their life depended on it. And what I like about the model that you're coming out with is the fact that you can do either one or the other or both and be successful. And what I love about that is the moods that I'm in sometimes. Because there's days that I'm not in the mood to be leading a team. I want to go sell something and vice versa. And that's what that does, right?
Yeah. And you know, the bottom line is we think business owners are rock stars. We believe they're fueling America and they can't get money from a bank. So we don't feel like we're selling. We feel like we're serving them and offering them an outlet that when they have an opportunity they want to pursue, we've got capital for them and they can get approved. It's not like a big bank loan where it's hard to get approved. So our agents don't feel like they're selling. In fact, we teach don't sell, simply believe in what we're doing, really understand how we're fitting in the marketplace and get out there and just meet, greet, and inform everybody of what you do so that when they have a need, we're like a gas station to an Uber driver. Their truck's full now, they don't need gas. But when it's empty, they can't exist without it. That's how working capital is for business owners. So our agents who get that, they're not selling anything. They're just getting the word out, putting the world on notice that if you need capital, we're your source. They're not trying to sell a loan. And then when people need it, they come forward. And, of course, there's great income in it.
Let's go back to the Uber drivers because I think going along with the contactmapping.com conversation, as you're driving the Uber everywhere around town and all you Uber and Lyft drivers and all you Instacart people that are taking people around, you've got people in the back seat that need all kinds of stuff. And if you're just one-dimensional on nutrition, for instance, or skin care or hair care, you're pretty much dead in the water. But if you're that Uber driver driving around where you've got a little pallet full of products, where you're able to just whatever that person in the back wants to buy, you've got for them instead of you being this agenda-driven network marketer. I mean, that really makes professional network marketers out of people because they're learning to fill a need instead of jam something down somebody's throat, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the bottom line is with this, with any service, whether it's a nutrition, like the Z-Radical product you mentioned, we still market it. I still love it, right? If you believe in what you're marketing, you're not selling it then. You've heard that cliche, but you see it over and over. People get in to make money, and they don't really believe in the service or product they're marketing. And so then they are out pitching it and selling it and trying to close people. We teach anti-sales, right? We're constantly telling people, share what you believe, and you'll attract people who believe what you believe, and don't worry about those who don't believe it. So if it's healthcare, if it's skincare, if it's nutrition services, if it's financial services, whatever it is, if you don't believe in it, find something you believe in. But like Tom says, if we have more things to market, as long as you believe in all of them, and when you share what you believe, people can feel it. They can feel you mean it. They can feel you care. And then the commissions will track you down because you're leading with the mission rather than leading with the commission you're going to make.
Richard Brooks said something the other day. He said the gravity holds things to the ground. And the gravity of network marketing is the resignation, cynicism, and despair of the people around you. And you've got to rise above that and launch. Yes. Otherwise, you're going to stay right where you are. And I believe that gravity is defied when you embrace the model of network marketing instead of play like you aren't one and you're using all these different terms to fake like you're some sort of corporate America biggie wiggy and instead of just embracing the model. What do you think about that?
I think not only that, the network marketing mindset that stops people, it's also the what do my friends think. There's a lot of people on the football field. Imagine Tom Brady being on the field worrying about what the people in the stands are thinking about them. And so many people get in our industry and they step back in the packet and they want to throw a touchdown, but they're worried about what everyone in the stands is thinking, what their neighbor thinks, what their brother-in-law thinks. And the bottom line is what can flow out of our mouths, if we believe in it, if it flows out of our mouths, it'll attract customers, it'll attract teams, it'll coach teams. You care about people. What happens is we congest our own flow. We have thoughts, we have pride, we have insecurities, we have things that what Noah was talking about, that inner trash, I think he called it, but we stop the flow from coming out of us. We do. It's not our industry. It's not our product. It's not our corporation. It's not a paycheck, whether it's a day late or not. That's not a difference maker. It's not whether the product's on back order for 3 days. That's not a difference maker. The difference maker is, what is my friend going to think if I approach them about this? I shouldn't talk to that person because they're already rich. I shouldn't talk to that person because they don't have enough money. And we have so much self-talk barriers to success that we put ourselves, and yet we blame everything outside of us. So I agree. Not only is the industry, do we put funny terms on it to feel better about it, but I've already tried tweaking everything you can imagine. All the complaints I've ever heard in the industry, tried removing them all. And it doesn't change the percentages of the people who succeed because it doesn't change human nature.
I love that. I don't like cubicles. You're going to have a tough time convincing me, no matter how much money you pay me, that I want to have a life in a cubicle. And on the other side, and I understand how those people in the cubicle believe that what I do is crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to try to convince the cubicle people if they won't try to convince me. And the name of the game, I'm telling all you watching, and I'm watching who's watching this thing. I've got a bunch of my cubicle friends watching that have disdain about network marketing. Don't. Embrace the model. It'll change your life. We're coming back right after this with the Tom Chenault Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And we're back. We got David Rutz, and what a rock star he is. Look at that smile. He is adorable. We love him. Adrian wrote me a note and said, can I stay on the rest of the show with you? Because he loves you so much. That is hurtful to me. And but that's good. I mean, he's good.
He's the father I never had.
He's the father I never had. That is so sad. That's probably true. And what's so sad about that is it's true. But here's the deal. But I was a good... I guess I was whatever I was. Adrian is such a great kid because I was such a terrible example. Let's just say facts and keep it going. So here's the deal. And then he leaves me hanging. So David Rutz, going back to what you just said, if you're not calling your organization and your leaders, the competition probably is. Mm-hmm. And I got a text this morning from a guy in the Philippines who had a big team of leaders from another company that he wanted to bring to me. And I was sure that he wanted money. So I just sent a note to the owner, the president of that company. And I said, look, you know, this guy's shopping a bunch of people down there. And he said, that guy, I've never even heard of that guy. He's shopping a bunch of he's trying to pick your pocket, Tom, but we don't even call these people that rank name. But the fact of the matter is, everybody's trying to get your leaders, and you're an idiot if you're not calling your people. As a company owner, as a company president, as a sales manager, as a vice president of sales, whatever you are, if you're not calling your leaders, the competition is. Do you believe that?
100%.
Do you believe that, David?
Absolutely. You know, each one of our leaders is like, if you own McDonald's corporate, every leader is like a corporate store or one of your locations selling burgers. And if you're not following up with that just to see how it's doing, not caring about it, eventually it's going to close down. And or someone's going to pickpocket and take it away and change the sign to Burger King, right? Our leaders are... You know, the bottom line is they're good. They're rare, right? It's a rarity to get someone who brings it out of themselves and becomes a leader. And if we forget that, if we forget who they are because they are independent, they don't forget that we're forgetting them.
And that whole story, they're supposed to call us. That duplicates downhill. So nobody's calling anybody. They're all waiting for the other guy to call. And guess what? It's not going to happen. It's going to be hand grenade city. The guy building my house, this Steve Long, doing a beautiful job. The guy looks like a movie star, and he's my wife's age. Do you think I'm not over there every day with flowers, making sure my wife's not going, holy mackerel, look at that tool belt and those rippling muscles, and look at Tom. Hell, I'm over there with flowers and bottles of wine and all kinds of stuff just to fend it off, because that's what we have to do. And I hate to break it to you, it's the same thing with your network marketing leaders. Now I have to see if Denise is watching this show. It's unbelievable, but it's a fact.
She's touring the house right now.
She's out there in the house. Yeah, they're testing the hot tub. Yeah, that's just not. Yeah, so you guys, I'm just telling you, keep your eyes open on the main thing. And the main thing in your network marketing business are your leaders. I was just talking to Gordon, whatever his name was. He's a huge nester, Gordon Nester. He's been in the business forever. He's on the board of the DSA. He said the number one malady of companies is when they forget their number one asset is their field and their field leaders.
Absolutely.
And it's the truth.
Companies are created by the people in the field. They're not created by the founders of the company or the, I've been a founder of a company. I know you can have a great idea and put it all on paper and tell people about it, but it's when the leaders grab it and build it. That's who builds the companies. It's not the president. It's not the CEO. They have a job. Take care of the bus. Make sure the wheels stay on the bus. But the people driving the bus are the people out in the streets, talking to new people, sitting across living rooms. And those are the kings and queens of this industry. And guess what? We can look at corporate and say corporate's got to remember. But each one, every person watching this who's in network marketing, you're corporate too. You are the leader of your team.
You're the leader of your team.
So are you taking care of your team? Are you loving on your team the way you think the corporate office should love on everybody? What setups are you running?
I got to look at the time. I'm going to timestamp this thing right now. So because somebody, that is a brilliant and profound statement that I wish I would have thought of and used on somebody 2 days ago. Unbelievable. Thank you, David Rutz. That is big time. And you guys need to remember that because I'm telling you, David Rutz has been around the block like I have. And here's this new generation coming up in this profession. And we've got to teach them that their heart leads the day, not their looks, not their stuff, but how they treat other human beings, especially the people coming into the business, right?
Absolutely. The bottom line is the front line, the new people are the new energy. And there may be leaders, and we've put in our time, and we've built the markets, and we've blazed the trails, if you will. But guess what? The weeds have regrown. We need new trailblazers. And they're 22, and they're 26, and they're 31, and they have a different mindset. But some of the same old stuff, the same principles, the human nature principles haven't changed. We may communicate through a phone. We may communicate with our pop socket. We may pull Facebooks and stuff and do this instead. I'm sitting in a training center right now. I do most of the trainings right here on the screen, but there's nothing that beats when we have a live room right next door. Millennials or not, there's nothing that beats people coming together face to face, that body language, that communication, that heart. Lead with your heart, lead by serving. You can go make a lot of money, set big goals, but if you focus on the big money, you won't ever achieve it. If you do, it'll be short-lived because you build it the wrong way, and it'll disappear as fast as you build it, like so many people have had in this industry. Build it the right way, it never goes away, like what Tom Chenault's done.
It takes hard work, and it takes a long time, and you will be frustrated, but it will be worth it. Okay, so how do people get a hold of you before we get out of here, David?
Well, they could email me, david@davidallencapital.com, david@davidallencapital.com. And, of course, anything else will be a promotion on my website. So don't worry about that. Just email me if I can ever help you with anything, give me a buzz.
I love this guy. We'll be gone. We'll be next week, Holton Bugs and Luis Ariaza. We'll see you all next week. I love you all. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.